Well, howdy guys, hey, we all know how brave and empowered femmes are today, and how just standing there in a bikini is mind-blowing. Anyway, there's kind of six sort of celebrity femmes are going to go into space. Well, the edge of space sort of thing, and then return. Oh, shit. Well, I know it'd be a lot better if it was just a one-way flight to Venus. And of course, they call them the crew. But I don't think they're the crew. I don't think they will be doing much of anything. I think it's all automated. And look what they're travelling in. That looks a bit familiar, doesn't it? I wonder, can I say it? It looks like a penis. But of course, this is supposed to show how we can put somebody in space and return them safely. And all the years of hard work that's gone into it to be able to do this. But it's six femmes doing this, so it's not about that at all. That's not important. Space exploration is not important. What's the most important thing here is the outfits they're wearing. They're fantastic. And of course, this is what femmes do with everything they get involved in. They turn it all into superficial and about them. Forget about the advances that we've made in space. Then maybe one day we'll be able to leave the planet for another planet. God, I wish that soon. But if you notice, everything femmes get involved in, they always make it about them and some superficial thing. And they're making out these people are so brave and wonderful. Well, they would be if this was the first time that we've ever done this sort of thing. And they were controlling the spacecraft. But femmes have turned it into a photo shoot for modelling. Anyway, let's take another look at that spaceship. Yes, it definitely does look like a penis. Six femmes getting onto a penis and going into space. But remember, guys, with femmes, it's all about show and tell. And that's about it. You take it easy, fellas.